Congress will hold hearings on the radicalization of American Muslims tomorrow, but some people are already testifying.
Why aren't the Muslim population doing something about the radical Islam they have in, within them, in their communities, instead of complaining about it?
If Peter King is going to investigate homegrown terror, what about the groups in America that led to Timothy McVeigh bombing Oklahoma City?
Unfortunately, the fact is that some Muslims do preach violence, and so do some Christians.
There's some of our listeners there. The hearing will happen, but who will be heard? And more importantly, who's listening? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 9th. We're going to talk more about the hearings being held in Congress tomorrow, in just a few minutes, actually.
Radicalization in the United States, instability in the Middle East, which is at the top of this morning's news. Libya is effectively split into two nations this morning. Muammar Gaddafi controls the West. A heavily armed rebellion holds the East. Joining us now is the New York Times' David Kirkpatrick in Libya, who waited for a long time yesterday for Muammar Gaddafi to appear. It didn't happen. What's going on today, David?
Well, he did appear, I should say. After 8 hours, he walked through our hotel, closed the doors, and gave an interview to French and Turkish television and said not a word to the rest of us. Right now, I'm on a little government-sponsored tour of a quite sleepy little town near Tripoli. You know, they invited us here, about 130 or so foreign journalists, a week ago, and for a while we had really extraordinary access. But now it seems they don't quite know what to do with us.
And any idea that you'll be expelled or anything like that?
No, I'm not quite sure what their game plan is, but I think they're eager not to have the embarrassment of kicking us out right away. So they're sort of trying to keep us under wraps because they're very concerned about what's going on in the United Nations and about speaking back to the Security Council and suggesting, you know, this you're being too hasty, slow down. And I think to that extent, they don't want to kick us out too quickly.
Speaking live from what he described this morning as his gilded cage there in Tripoli as a government taking on an escorted tour of a sleepy little town outside of Tripoli. That's David Kirkpatrick live from Libya. Thanks so much, David.
Elsewhere in the region, there's concern that other leaders may in the region may, like Gaddafi, turn to violence in the face of unrest. That is the sound of security forces in Yemen opening fire on a large protest at a university in the capital. There are reports that three are dead and more than 100 wounded. Muslims in Egypt reportedly attacked thousands of Christians who were protesting the burning of a Cairo church. 11 Christians were killed, and Muslims reportedly set fire to the church during a family feud, touched off by a love affair between a Muslim and a Christian. Meanwhile, hundreds of women marching in Tahrir Square to demand equal rights were assaulted and taunted by a group of men. And in Bahrain, three Shiite groups have joined the opposition there with the goal of bringing down the Sunni monarchy and setting up a republic.
Some domestic stories. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker offering a compromise to Democrats, emailing Senate Democrats in that state a proposal that would allow unions in the state to keep collective bargaining rights for salaries, overtime, and classroom size. 21 Catholic priests in Philadelphia have been suspended while child molestation charges against them are investigated. The accused gunman in the Tucson shooting rampage that killed six people and critically wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in January is back in court today. He's expected to be arraigned on dozens of new federal charges. And the world's most traveled spaceship returns to Earth for the last time today, the Discovery. 39 missions, 27 years, 148 million miles.
Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. So are futures. The Dow will start at 12,214, the S&P at 1,321, the NASDAQ at 2765.
Coming up this hour, when you're having trouble finding love, perhaps you need a GPS. Well, gets you someone to talk to, right? We're going to talk with the author of a very new book on technology and loneliness. But first, the conversation continues on the congressional hearing of radicalization of American Muslims. Join the conversation at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.